Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
I'm going to bring you a brief exhortation on the subject culture of honor, part two. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful unto you. We thank you because you are a faithful God. Tonight, we pray that you speak to us like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Awesome. Revelations chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. Let's read it and then we can take our seat. In Revelations 4, 10 and 11. Can I have it on my screen? Word of God is powerful. It said the 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. The culture of Anna part 2. Yesterday we made mention of the fact that Anna goes beyond respect. And amongst the many things that are referred to as the seven spirit of God, Anna is what typifies culture in the presence of the Almighty God. There is power, there is riches, there is wisdom, there is glory and all of that. But Anna is what defines or models the way the four creatures and the 24 elders should conduct themselves before the throne of God. And if you look at the scripture very carefully, the Bible talks about the fact that the four creatures and the 24 elders, they fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever, and they cast down their crowns before the throne. And what is making them to do that is because they reckon him to be worthy to receive honor. So the worthiness, if you like, the worth that they had for the one who sat on the throne, the Almighty God, is what produced the conduct of the four and the 24 elders before the throne. So when we are talking about honor, the culture of honor is talking about your value systems. It's talking about what is worthy to you and what is not worthy to you. The value you supernaturally attach to people, to things, to places will determine the kind of conduct that you will express in those areas. And I like it when in the book of Micah, in the Amplified Version, Micah chapter 7 verse 6, when in trying to make us understand what honor means, he shows us what is dishonor. And in Micah 7, 6, in the Amplified, he says, For the son dishonors the father, and the daughter rises up against the mother. The daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. It's an uprising. It's a rebellion. It's a revolt. He said, A man's enemies are the men or members of his own household. So here we see clearly that the show of contempt, the show of dishonor is expressed in a son rising up against the father, like what Absalom did to David. You will feel it is rebellion, but undergirding that rebellion is the fact that he had lost honor for his father. In the fact that when his brother raped his sister, his father didn't kill his brother. So he lost all honor. That is why he could go everywhere. It's not rebellion that made him to call the father's wives to to sleep with them, open air, and take over and take his father out of town. That's not rebellion. That is dishonor in display. Because, like I told you, I said, honor is very fluid. You can have it here, and at one point, it can be here. So I believe that he had it all together, and then he just lost it for his father. And we see throughout the whole Bible that it is very consequential if when you lose honor for a person whose authority God has established. And so losing honor for God has ramifications. Losing honor for authority that God has established. And yesterday I told you about 12 or 13 people that the Bible enshrines us to honor. God, the word of God, your parent, elders, leaders, presidents, pastors, your spouse, servants, even the dead, you know, the gray hair. Honoring people, honoring God, it has blessings. And so when God in his wisdom puts leadership over you, or put blessed people around you, it is his desire and will that you will show honor. And look, in the days, I'll talk about the fact that honor is done and dishonor is done. Even though honor is a thing of the heart, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth only doesn't speak. Out of the abundance of the heart, people act. So actions are a function of what is deposited in your heart. That's why we are seeing here that sons that rise against their fathers, daughters, their mothers, and mother-in-laws, daughters-in-laws against their mother-in-laws, these are all contentious treatment of people that are of authority in their lives. Now, one of the reasons why for a church honor is important is in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. In Revelation 19, verse 7, the scripture is interestingly talking about the marriage, you know, between Christ and his church. And in verse 7, it says that let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. So here we see that the wife that is being referred to is the church that has been prepared by Christ, that he has this mystical union with. Because Christ is a bridegroom of the church. The church is a wife to Christ. Am I right? Okay. And he's saying that this wife has made herself ready. And there are variables here that the wife is being told to deploy in making herself ready. One of those variables in verse 7, it says that, let us be glad and rejoice. Gladness, joy, and honor to the bridegroom. It says that when these variables are in place, it's a sign that the bride is ready for the marriage between herself and the bridegroom. Now, if for me, the sequence in the Bible is of importance to say that when it said, let us rejoice, be glad, and give honor, it's looking to me like honor is the icing on the cake to cement this marital relationship between Christ and his church. That even in natural marriage, I'm not saying Christ is going to divorce his church, but I'm saying that I've preached in this church that love can initiate relationship and even initiate marriage, but it takes more than love to sustain marriage. It takes more than love to sustain a relationship. And so you find out that over time, the potency or the degree or the cohesiveness of a relationship might be downgraded when certain elements of contempt, dishonor, disrespect start creeping into the relationship. If I'm not lying to myself, like I'm not preaching to lie to myself, and you see that what I'm saying is right, let me see your hand. Okay. So someone can love you and still divorce you. Pepe. And the reason why that can be possible is because they are unable to withstand the public dishonor, the show of contempt. You don't care where you are standing. You just open your mouth, brah. The wife can slap the husband in public and say, I love you. In fact, when they divorce, they don't fight. It's not like they are uncivilized people. They like themselves. But he said, I can't take this disrespect again. I can't take this abuse again. I love you, but your cheating is too much. Oh, I'm lying to myself. Am I playing volleyball here? So you see that the love is there. That's why some people, they cry to break up. Because the love is still there, but what is going on will bring HIV. What is going on? I can't take it. Anna is important. And for even the mystical marriage between Christ and his church, the element of Anna is so important. That and the purpose of marriage, one of the fundamental purposes of marriage is for procreation. So if we see it, we put it in context, he's saying that the church of Christ will struggle to grow, to procreate, if Anna is missing in action. And if you were to apply it, you find out that any church that does fall short in honor to God struggles to grow. Any church that struggles to honor the leadership God has put over it struggles to grow. Any business that the employees do not have honor for the leadership struggles to grow. So when they are doing performance reviews, oh, go, you get out. You don't know how, why, what, da, 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 da. You know, line managers don't care how, you know, you have to work so hard as a salesperson to meet your target. When they are calling for performance review, you must come with humility. And knowing that whoever is demanding of the target from you has not risen there by chance. And will require of you to make certain results available to maintain yourself in the business. In the church, when Anna goes out of the window, the church struggles to be together. It struggles to disciple people. It struggles to grow. There's a reason why God wants us in the church to uphold the culture of Anna. Somebody say Anna. I can't hear you at all. Say Anna. So it is possible for, sometimes I see that some churches, they go up in arms against the leadership. Because they don't understand the decision the leadership took. And then they chase them out of the place. The church I grew up in, one day we came to church and they had knocked all the doors of the church. They said they won't allow the pastor to enter the church. You know, it's a small matter. Now, dishonor has consequences. The pastor eventually died around 99, let's say 2000. But those people who were the leaders of the Aluta, maybe 80% of them are dead. Rough dead too. Then those who are alive, ebi any much chia say, ebi etukwa be sin any say. Look, even when you are not happy with a leadership God has put over you, have the wisdom of Anna not to necessarily attack it, cross the line with it. Just find your path according to the word of God. Many people cannot just do that. You just want to cross the line as a show of your own power. Because dishonor is dangerous. You see, anytime you are expressing dishonor, you are actually committing spiritual suicide. Like Absalom. He just hung himself in the woods because of dishonor. And so, we are enshrined as children of God that if we want this keeper's house to grow, we must have honor for God. We must have honor for our pastors, honor for the leaders that God has given us. It should be possible that the music manager of this church can call you wherever you are in your branch and say that I don't like the way you are behaving yourself on social media. You say, hey, and yet you are not under her authority. But if you are under her authority, I should be able to see the way you are behaving yourself in your social media if you are under my shepherding and say, hey, careful. The same way your biological parent can call you to order. Don't grow beyond the authority God has set over you. And don't be talking anyhow in the corner. That is showing contempt. And like I said to you, Jesus said that these people, they worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far away. That is fake honor. And God, who sees in secret, is going to judge your heart in secret. And so I pray that God will help all of us to walk in honor. If you are here, shout aloud, amen. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, look at it. 1 Timothy 1, 16. The scripture said, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. So Paul is saying that God has shown me mercy that I will model a particular lifestyle. Praise the Lord. That I will model, that through me, first of all, I will show forth long suffering. So he goes ahead to say that I will show a pattern that believers should follow. And the next verse, Paul is saying that, howbeit for this cause, can you give me, I wanted 16 and 17, okay? Can you give me 16? Okay, 17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Paul is saying that showing a pattern of living is connected to the character of God that is expressed in the show of honor. And so every genuine Christian has what it takes to express honor as a way of their relationship with the Holy Spirit. I'll say it again. Anyone with a true relationship with the Holy Spirit demonstrates an unfeigned connection with honor. If you have the Spirit of God living inside of you, you will have a clear, direct, pure connection with the Spirit of God that helps you to walk in honor. That simply means that this spiritual connection with honor helps the believer to distinguish sacred matter from secular ones. It helps the believer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. It helps you. You will not become like Achan, who is unable to decipher between what is sacred and what is secular. You don't mix the two. Because the Holy Spirit inside of you becomes like a sifter. Say sifter. It just gives you the ability to be able to separate between what is righteous from unrighteous, what is honorable from dishonorable. He said, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Next verse, please. It's the will of God. Watch it. Your sanctification to abstain from fornication. The next verse, 1 Thessalonians 4:4. He said, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. Some people don't know how to possess and present their vessel in honor. Their own expression of honor is fornication instead of sanctification. I'm not talking about fornication or people sleeping with you, blah. I think at this point in time, where we are in our Christianity, we should not even be bothering ourselves too much with this fornication matter. The matter is that if you have great respect for God, the Holy Spirit that is inside of you, you will know that some things you don't venture. That's a mind that is sanctified. And he really sanctified us. It should be difficult for you not to forge receipts as a child of God. It should be difficult for you. It should be difficult for you to forge. It should be very difficult for you to sleep with someone's wife or someone's husband, no matter the emergency at play. That is, if you want to really present yourself as a vessel unto God, as a vessel of honor, Holy Spirit and His work in you, everything goes. So the difference between the person who says, I'm a Christian and does anything anyhow, and the one who is restrained, constrained, is their consciousness of their relationship with the Lord. That when you are a Christian, I'm a Christian, I don't go to shrine. Let the heavens fall. I ain't going. Some of you here, listen to me, the inevitability is that you have married men who, some of them will die before you. And their family will require that you go to shrine to bath, you go to shrine to swear. But if you are a Christian, you must be able to object to that tradition. Because when you are going to marry a Fanti, a Voltairian, a Nodna, whatever, they don't bring onto that table of marriage that if your spouse dies, we are going to bath you in the shrine. It's never part of the list of things they put. Why should you? I'm a child of God. If I don't believe it, nobody should molest me. And sometimes I watch Christians get molested because of traditions here. The court is there. And the court is superior to the tradition. Don't let anybody use tradition to push you into doing things that you don't want to do. Go to court. Get a restraining order. I don't want these people to come closer to me. If the person is dead, he's dead. I don't understand. When men die, they always want to go and do investigation whether the woman is the one that killed them. But when women die, it's as if a rat died. It's so dishonoring. If you are a child of God, there is the Holy Spirit in you that makes you have the capacity to walk in honor. Do you know why? Because the Holy Spirit bears the fruit of the Spirit in you, so that you are able to decipher between I'm not happy from I'm being disrespectful. Some people cannot separate the two. Once they are not happy, the equation cannot solve the problem. They will kill and slaughter like Jefamco. And when it is tear from their eyes, they will say, Nichiguho. It's a bareback one try. Look, in relationships, things happen. And honor is important because of relationship. Relationship with sacred things, relationship with men, relationship with fellow brethren, and all of that. It is the regulator, is a thermostat that regulates how we value people and the things that God brings to us. Are you with me today? So, this short exhortation is to let you know that you have the capacity to walk in honor if you are a child of God. And there is no room for you to dishonor anybody above you, anybody in horizontal to you, or anyone that is serving under you. And God abhors dishonor, because when you are looking at a servant and you are dishonoring them, the God in them, if I see Bishop and I say, hello Bishop, and I bow, I'm not bowing to him because his blood is green. I'm bowing to him because there is God inside of him. And because I honor God, I honor him as well. Are you here with me at all? So it's not like human worship, whatever. You know, people have a lot of, when you go to school, you have grammar. You have grammar. I said, I went for a wedding and a man walked in. He was wearing some nice ring. I don't know, that ring, I don't think it's from Ghana. All those guys there, a rich man's wedding, you know, everybody's like, they lined up and everybody just went and paid obeisance. I was asking the Lord, hey, who is this? Holy Ghost told me clearly, this is a grandmaster. And the boys were honoring the grandmaster with tears. That's why even though it's satanic power, it works. Because where there is no honor, virtue doesn't flow freely. Please, can you rise? Can you clap your hands like you heard something? Give the Lord a big clap offering. Come on now. The way you are clapping. Clap your hands like you are not tired. And without much ado, I want you to do it better. We are going to welcome to the stage this award-winning global artist, a minister of the Most High God. Someone that we love very dearly in the Keeper's house. A man that is truly, really anointed of God. Called as a minister to stand and minister unto God and God's people. Church, at the takeoff 2026, help me to welcome our beloved Joe Mattel.
Hallelujah. Can somebody celebrate the man of God one more time? Come on, celebrate him. I thought we were just talking about honor. It hasn't even been a minute yet. Can you honor the man of God in the house one more time? Hallelujah. Oh, praise Jesus. Can we just take a minute and honor God one more time? This time you want to give it unto him. Father, we bless your holy name tonight. We give you praise and glory. Somebody come up from the depth of your heart. You want to honor him in this place tonight. Blessed be your name. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures, he below. Praise him above ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy. Praise God from whom the blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures, he below. Praise him above, he heaven. Everybody praise Father. Praise Father. Say it again. Praise Father. Praise Father. And holy. Praise Father, Son. Praise Father, Son. And holy Lord. Say it again. Say praise Father. Somebody lift their voice up and praise Father, praise and Holy Ghost, yeah. Say it again, praise Father, yeah. singing, holy, 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 oh Abba, yeah, oh,
oh, singing, holy, holy, yeah,
holy, holy, holy,
say it again. But your kingdom reigns forever, oh Abba, yeah. Before time, Lord, you existed. You spoke the world into existence. You are God and you are King. We call you Abba, yeah, yeah.
Singing holy, 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 oh Abba, yeah.
We have come to give you worship, bowing down before the King.
Singing holy, holy,
holy, oh Abba. Everybody, oh Abba, oh Abba. You are the great and mighty King.
Somebody bless the Lord with me, say, He alone is worthy of us. Say, holy is the Lamb of
holy
God.
Is the yeah, yeah. Lamb of God who sits upon the throne.
He alone is worthy, worthy.
He alone is worthy of
our worship. Kadosh, Kadosh.
Kadosh, Kadosh.
Kadosh,
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Kadosh, Kadosh.
Kadosh, Kadosh.
Holy, holy, holy.
Kadosh, Kadosh,
yeah.
Kadosh, Kadosh.
Is the Lamb.
Whenever you say Kadosh, what you're saying is holy, holy. Can we honor him tonight? Kadosh!
Is the Lamb of God, yeah, yeah.
He alone,
said. Just one more time, raise it up. Yeah.
Sit again, say, say Kadosh.
The Lamb of God, yeah, yeah.
He alone, say. Can we all raise it up to the King? Hey!
occupants of some wealth. Ah! Yeah, yeah. One more time, say, say. Sing, yeah.
Everybody sing on Nuno Casa.
Nuno Casa.
I sing it now. From any now.
Bibia.
Sing again. Say yes, so
yummy. Yes, so yummy.
Because he is good.
mercies and before I say, can we all sing, say, praise the Lord. As we honor the King of Glory, say, praise Jesus. Sing it like you really mean it. Praise the Lord, say, praise. Somebody lift your voice and your heart to the Lord, praise.
You sing because he's good again.
And his mercies shall endure.
Wow.
So because he's good, and his mercy shall endure.
And his mercies shall.
Let's honor the Lord. Let's honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. It's such a blessing.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.